Stage two?
Stage two, I would push harder for the individual to get the chemotherapy. I think there's far less debate as to whether there's benefit to adjuvant therapy in that setting. And I would use the same cisplatin-based doublet, either with vinorelbine or docetaxel.
What are you observing in your practice as you give adjuvant therapy? And this is a new thing, really, basically, in terms of how people tolerate it and your ability to predict who's going to tolerate it well and who's going to have problems.
Well, that's an interesting thing, that a number of the trials are written that an individual needs to start adjuvant therapy within X weeks of surgery. But the question is that something biologic about the tumor, or the individuals who are not able to start until 9 or 10 weeks, you're just selecting for relative, you know, poor performance status or comorbid conditions where there or even early relapse. So we generally try to stick within starting the individual within 8 weeks or so of their surgery. And I think that their, you know, baseline performance status as they start and comorbid conditions are probably the best predictors of how they're going to do with things. And I think some of the regimens are a little easier than others. Cisplatin, vinorelbine for 16 weeks, you know, that's a big commitment for a lung cancer patient. They're not used to hearing that, or at least maybe it's a more big commitment for the docs because we're not used to doing it, you know. But it is, I think, by the calculations from the YALT trial, you know, saving 7,000 lives a year. So we need to suck it up and help the patients get through it.
What about in the otherwise healthy, perfectly good performance status, older patient, particularly in their 70s?
I think that one can certainly use these regimens, assuming their, you know, calculated creatinine clearance is going to be lower than the person with the same serum creatinine who's half that age. So I think if they meet the other criteria for eligibility, you know, they don't have comorbidities which exclude treatment, that one can use a cisplatin-based regimen. I mean, there are things that become more common as one ages. They're more likely to have hearing loss. They're more likely to have neuropathy from maybe diabetes or other conditions. So there may be more contraindications to getting the platinum in this setting. But some of this we're going to have to learn as we go. There isn't a big database yet on patients who are 70, much less 80, who get adjuvant chemotherapy with cisplatin.